only the walls could talk at this former Blockbuster store. Today, it's Obama headquarters in Des Moines, with a couple dozen 20-somethings tapping away at laptops, hand-painting signs, and working the phones. But just a few months ago,
the Romney campaign had their headquarters here during the caucuses.
Oh, what a coincidence.
It is a coincidence, isn't it?
Brad Anderson is the Iowa director of the Obama campaign, and he is clearly enjoying the fact that the state-level Obama and Romney campaigns are starting to get noticed, mostly thanks to the Obama team. Their Twitter hashtag, since Mitt's been gone, started in Iowa and has spread to other states, and it promotes their dozens of volunteer events, their 8 bustling field offices, and all the other perks of having a campaign network that never really packed up. Meanwhile, the Romney folks haven't shown up yet, and Anderson says that's a big advantage for the president.
This is where every percentage counts. Every phone call counts. Every knock door counts. And because of the razor-thin margins right here, we really feel like our volunteer grassroots organization is going to be the difference in this election.
As Romney wraps up the primaries, he is starting to put staff in the swing states full time. The Romney campaign declined to be interviewed for this story, but people familiar with the campaign say staffers will be on the ground in Des Moines by May 1st. Longtime Romney backer and Iowa State Representative Renee Schulte says you don't need to worry about the Romney campaign.
As you know, it was only a couple of weeks ago we finally got done with the primary, and so it's now we're just starting to put that transition team back together here. So we're going to ramp it up, and we're going to make sure that we're here, and we do everything we need to do to get from here to Election Day and be victorious.
Plus, Republicans in Iowa, like plenty of other states that just came off of caucuses and primaries, they are riding high on new voter registration numbers and months of anti-Obama ads on the airwaves. Doug Gross ran Romney's campaign in Iowa 4 years ago. He and the candidate have since parted ways. But he says the president's campaign is the one swimming upstream.
What Barack Obama has to do is change the narrative. Instead of this being about, am I happy with where things are now, and do I give this guy another 4 years, it's got to be Mitt Romney is a totally, totally unacceptable extremist alternative. That requires a lot of media, paid media, to do that.
In other words, ads. The president's campaign and the super PAC supporting him are starting to buy TV spots in the swing states. But it is a drop in the bucket compared to the millions that Romney, his super PAC, and other conservative groups supporting him have already spent. Yet in a tight race like the November election, neither side can just carpet bomb the airwaves. University of Iowa politics professor Tim Hagel says on-the-ground campaigning is what bridges the enthusiasm gap for independent voters.
It's that whole idea of getting people excited about the race so that they do, in fact, turn out. And, you know, because if they don't turn out, then great, you're behind me, but I need your vote.
So while the Romney team transitions into general election mode, the Obama campaign is a few steps ahead. Whether that'll be enough to win the president 4 more years, however, isn't so simple. In Des Moines, I'm Kate Wells, Iowa Public Radio News.